From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Huge crowds have rallied in support of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Thousands of Turkish citizens packed Ankara's Kizilat Square, downtown Istanbul, and the coastal city of Izmir Saturday night to shout their support of the president and his government after a failed coup attempt by some of the country's military. Crowds waved flags at the late-night rallies and chanted their determination not to let anything or anyone divide the country. Nearly 2,900 soldiers and officers who took part in the coup attempt late Friday have been arrested. As many as 2,745 judges allegedly linked to an exiled Muslim cleric reportedly were suspended. Turkish media reported that 140 arrest warrants were issued for members of Turkey's Supreme Court. As many as 265 people died and another 1,400 were wounded in Friday's uprising. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry reaffirmed the United States' support for the democratically elected government in Turkey. Speaking in Luxembourg, Kerry said he had talked with President Obama about the events and reiterated U.S. backing.
The United States, without any hesitation, squarely and unequivocally stands for democratic leadership, for the respect for a democratically elected leader, and for the constitutional process with that regard. And we stand by the government of Turkey.
The State Department says Kerry spoke with his Turkish counterpart Saturday night and urged restraint by the Turkish government and respect for due process as it investigates the attempted coup. This is VOA News.